Need a weekly recap? Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Hi, this is Bridget from Housewife, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Banter. When I say beat, you say...
Contract by February 3rd, who will be affected? Anyone? Answer. Those who live in residence, use university facilities, eat in campus cafeterias, and attend classes and labs.
So basically everyone.
Correct. It's time for Queens to take responsibility and ensure the well-being of their workers and students.
Message brought to you by QP Locals 229-254 and 1302.
This January, the Alma Mater Society at Queen's University will hold its annual winter elections and referenda for AMS student fee collecting groups on January 29th and 30th. Referendum and elections will be held online via Simply Voting. Eligible students will receive an email from the AMS at 12:01 on January 29th with instructions and links to cast their ballots online. Learn more about AMS elections and referenda at myams.org.
I'm Olivia from Olivia and the Creepy Crawlies. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
Hello, everybody. We're Stereolab.
And my name's Tim.
And I'm Laetitia.
And you're listening to...
CFRC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips. But are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to a democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
What's that like, the taste of butter? A pretty dress? What's that like to live deliciously?
Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
This is Oliver Mowat, longest-serving Premier of Ontario, in the basement of Carruthers Hall, broadcasting on CFRC 101.9 FM. And you can stream it on the internet, whatever that is, at cfrc.ca.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
I'm radio.
CFRC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
And welcome back. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It is the 10 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario. We are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. And that is my morning mouthful of jumbled words that I need to let you know at the beginning of the hour. Welcome. I hope you're having a great day. It is cold outside. It is so unbelievably cold. My eyes were watering walking around campus today. So bundle up. Please stay warm. Stay inside if you have the option. If I didn't have classes and things to do today, I would definitely be cozied up inside with a cup of tea and do my work from home on the couch, maybe in my bed, because I have a heated blanket, which is a pro investment. If you're living in an old, like, not really great Kingston house that has terrible insulation like I am, get a heated blanket, because why are you paying to heat an entire room when you just need to heat yourself? Anyhow, that's my words of wisdom for today. Thank you for tuning in. This is The Mood with May. My name is May, aka DJ Mayhem. I hope you, again, are having an amazing day. Today we are going to be talking about concerts and live music, and basically this is just an excuse for me to listen to some artists that I'm going to be seeing up in the near future, as in some in the spring, some in the summer, some I don't know. Some of the songs I'm going to be playing are from artists that I would ideally like to see, and that might not be feasible for one reason or another. A, because they're just haven't been touring in and around Canada, and or B, they may never tour again, which is so unfortunate. But we'll get into that. For those of you who have never tuned in before, I love to talk about my own personal experiences with music, which is pretty obvious considering this is a music-based radio program. But I will say I broke my own record for concerts that I saw last year. I saw double digits, which is a lot. It's a lot of money. It was a lot of investment. And I don't know why I did that. Well, I know I did it because I enjoy it. And going to live music is probably one of the most incredible experiences that you can ever experience if you are me. But the trade-off there is obviously that it costs a lot of money. And that's why forever I will say support local artists, support small artists, because A, it's usually easier to see them if they're local to Kingston. They're usually playing gigs either at bars or at smaller venues. Tickets are cheaper. You're not paying $200 to see these people, and you're probably going to get closer and maybe have the option to interact with them after or before the show. A lot of smaller artists work their own merch booths, so that's very exciting. I definitely have some signed merch, whether that's vinyl or cassette or CD or shirts from smaller artists, especially ones that have toured from the States into Canada, which is just cool memorabilia to be able to say, like, oh, I have this item that's signed. And, like, it might not be significant to everybody else if you're like, oh, I have this signed. Like, for example, I have a signed Beethoven vinyl. If I say that to somebody who's never heard of Beethoven, they're like, okay, whatever, I don't care. But to me, I'm like, that is cool. That is so cool because I got the opportunity to speak to these people and interact with them live. And you just don't get that at bigger venues and bigger shows. And I do, like, don't get me wrong, I love like a Scotiabank Arena. I love a Budweiser stage. I don't love the Rogers Centre, but we'll get into that in a second. But you really can't beat a small venue. So what I'm saying here is check your local concert calendars, see what's going on in your area. I know we have the Broom Factory, we have the Grand Theater, we have the Spire, we have all sorts of, like, pubs and clubs and everything that's going on in Kingston. So really, you'll be able to find something. There's electronic, there's pop, there's rock, there's folk, there's everything pretty much under the sun in some small capacity. So I encourage you to check out your local music scene. But without further ado, we're going to get into the music that I'm going to be playing, that's talking about the music that I'm going to be seeing. So first off, we have this lovely, wonderful track by Magdalena Bay. This is an artist that popped up in and around 2020, but has recently gotten very, very popular for their most recent album, Imaginal Disc. This track specifically I chose because it features a Canadian artist who might be considered controversial right now, depending on what your perspective is. So it's Magdalena Bay featuring Grimes, who actually worked at their campus radio station at McGill, CKUT. So that's kind of cool. The reason that I say controversial is because of everything with Elon Musk, even though they're separated. I don't know how that all looks from a broader perspective, but I enjoy this song, so we're going to play it. Again, Magdalena Bay is just an amazing group. They're super artistic. They have this really unique vision and sound, and they've just done an amazing job at not only marketing themselves, but also finding their own niche in the music scene, which I find, especially in the day and age of social media, is very oversaturated. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think it's amazing that all of these smaller artists are finding a platform and being able to reach wider audiences online. But it does also mean that you have to sift through a lot more to find what you like and what agrees with your own personal taste. And I also think it means that you have to be a lot more conscious about the songs that you're consuming. Are they authentic in the sense that they are written by an actual human person and they have actual human emotion behind them? Or is it something that somebody popped into, for example, AI, and they just put it together and they put it out, and it's meant to grab the attention of an algorithm and force itself in front of you? So I think that Magdalena Bay has done a good job of navigating that, and they've gotten popular. I'm going to see them in the spring, early summer. I'm going to pull the date up. It's sold out. So unfortunately, if you like this song and you wanted to see them in Toronto, that might not be possible unless they upgrade the venue. But fingers crossed they do, because I know a lot of people that wanted to go and weren't able to get tickets. So that's May 7th at History. It's Magdalena Bay. After that, we have Peach Pit, which is a lovely group out of Vancouver. And again, just a very generally popular group. I found them in high school. I've been listening to them for years. And they just put out this new album, Magpie, at the end-ish of 2024. It's end of October. And I think it's just a really cool album in general. It's a little bit different from what they've done before, which is obviously great for artists. You want to see them evolve their sound, but also still be like true to their own interests and what they want out of it, I guess. And then the last song I have for you is a little bit bigger than the other two. It's Tyler, the Creator, with his new album, Chromacopia. This is a track featuring Lola Young. Oh my God, I cannot speak. And it's entitled Like Him. And now, this is the saddest track on the album, and it does evoke some very unique emotions, but it is one of my favorites for that reason. I love a song that can make you feel something, whether it's what the artist intends for you to feel or it's what the artist felt when they were writing it. If it can evoke some type of emotion in you and create some type of connection that way, then I think it's a good song. And I would say that this is a good song. So without further ado, here is Image with Grimes by Magdalena Bay on CFRC 101.9 FM, The Mood with May. I hope you enjoy.
The seats are empty. The theater is dark. So why do you keep dancing? Oh, yeah.
What's the best you've got? Ask for God. All my common sense. I need all the common sense. Time to start the clock from the top. I need confidence, confidence in medicine.
Time to let me in. from the top of Mary, but just crash you away.
You, I swear to God, you got that feet, you got body, you got that long arms, fingers, flat feet, big.
She said that I make expressions like them. My legs to my shoulders and my chin like.
Always wanted to be there for you.
sorry, I was young. But he's always wanted to be a father to you. So I dug, and I take ownership of that, of my choices and decisions. And I'm sorry for that. He's a good guy. So don't hold that against him, because it was my fault. Just, you know, forgive me.
And welcome back. You just finished listening to Like Him by Tyler, the Creator, featured with Lola Young. Before that, we had Little Dive by Peach Pit off of their new from October last year album, Magpie. And before that, we had Magdalena Bay and Grimes with Image right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, The Mood with May. Today's theme has literally just been me talking about music that I'm going to see live, or also alternatively music that I want to see live slash may never ever see live. So we'll get into that. First of all, I'd just like to say Chromacopia was one of my favorite releases of 2024. It was just, I don't know. Like, I love Tyler, the Creator, but this is like the first time that he's released an album, and I've been super up with everything. I don't know if that really makes sense. Like, I've listened to him casually before, but my partner is a big Tyler, the Creator fan. So when the album was being hinted at and when the singles were dropping, I was like in it as like a fan, not just as a casual listener. Like, I was there and caught up with everything. And I wouldn't say that I'm like the biggest Tyler fan compared to other people, but I do enjoy his music and I enjoy what he puts out there. And I've seen some of his performances like through video. So I am very excited to see him live. I will say I love going to concerts that are slightly outside of what I normally go to, simply just because it's interesting to see the differences in production between like a hip hop concert than like a metal concert. Right. So having those variances, like when I went to see Childish Gambino last summer, that was the first time I had gone to a hip hop performance or anything of that sort of genre in person. Like I've only ever been to like my specific niche of like comfort genres in person. So I don't know. Go outside your comfort zone is what I'm saying. If you want to go see this artist that you kind of like, but maybe not really, not even not really, but like you like them, but you're not invested into them the way that you would be like an artist that you grew up with. If the tickets are within your price range, like if you're comfortable getting them, honestly, just to see the differences in production, the differences in the crowd energy and the atmosphere, I think it's really valuable for somebody who loves live music. And I am a big proponent for going to see artists live. One, because for a lot of small artists, that is pretty much the only way that they're making any income between ticketing and merch. And two, just because it's just fun. Like, it's so fun to be surrounded by people who are all there for the same reason, to hear the same music as you, who are interested in the same artist. And also talking to them before the show and finding out like other songs and artists that they like is a great way to expand what you listen to and your music taste. So that's my biggest thing for this segment. The next few songs I have for you are also artists that I'm going to be seeing live. Surprise, surprise. The first one is actually an opener for Mother Mother in Cave Town, which I already saw last year, but I'm seeing them again in February because the friend that I went to the concert with in the summer was like, oh my God, they're playing in my city, as in like her university town. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go to St. Catharines, first of all, because I want to visit you. And this is a perfect excuse, but also because seeing them live was amazing. And I have been listening to Mother Mother and Cave Town for a long time, like since elementary school. So it was really just a unique experience to see that live and have all of that come together. But the artist that's opening for them this time around is Winnetka Bowling League. And this is an artist that I started listening to around the same time period. They've been putting out new singles, but I'm going to be playing a song. It's their most popular, sue me. But this is one of the first songs that I listened to by them from 2019. I remember listening to this when it was relatively new. And I really enjoyed it. And it's been on many of my playlists, and I've listened to it many a time, and I didn't even realize they were opening for Mother Mother in Cave Town until I was like, oh, I wonder who's opening for them in St. Catharines. I wonder if it's different from in the summer in Toronto. And it was, and it was this artist, and I was like, hey, no way, full circle moment again. So this is Slow Dances by Winnetka Bowling League. After that, we have a track from Mother Mother, because I love them and I will never stop loving them. This is off of their album, The Sticks, from 2012. For those of you who don't know, Mother Mother is a group from BC, Vancouver area. So we love Canadian content. This is a song that I would love to hear live from them, barring the songs that I already heard live from them. So this is Little Pistol. And then we're going to finish that set off with The Driver Era, which is another artist that I'm kind of seeing. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it was just purely coincidental because I sent my friend, the same friend who I'm going to see Mother Mother with, a thirst trap edit of Ross Lynch on TikTok, because why not? And she was like, oh my God, do you like them? As in, like, the band. And I was like, yeah, I listened to them. Like, I started listening to them in first year. And it's one of the artists where I'm like, I'm not completely dedicated to your career. Like, I did grow up watching Austin and Ally on Disney Channel. So I've been kind of following Ross Lynch. I listened to R5 when that was a thing. And then I listened to The Driver Era because my roommate in first year really loved them. So I was like, yeah, like, I kind of listened to them. And she was like, oh my God, I don't know anybody that listens to them. I asked all my friends. Except for me, obviously, because I don't know, I guess I don't count. And she was like, nobody listens to them. And I have two tickets that I bought, but I was going to sell them. But if you want to go, I'll go. She's like, I just don't want to go alone. So coincidentally, I'm going to see The Driver Era, which I have to kind of catch up on their catalog, what they've done in the meantime, because the big song that I listened to from them is from 2019 off of their album X. So we're going to listen to that because I'm a creature of habit and there's nothing that I love more than listening to the same song on repeat all the time. So without further ado, here is Winnetka Bowling League with Slow Dances on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May. My name is May. Please tune in next week. I'm here every week, Wednesday, 10 to 11 a.m. So without further ado.
You remind me.
words to hallelujah. Scratched it on a warm day, trying to keep a straight face. That's hallelujah. Fucking with your fast dance, saving all your slow dances. I wish I was there.
No more. keep it natural. Hey, natural. Hey, turn it up, strip it down, push on the ground. Don't you make me wait too long. Keep it natural. Hey, natural. Keep it natural, hey, natural, hey. Turn it up, strip it down, close on the ground. Don't you make me wait too long. Keep it natural, hey, natural, hey. Turn it up, strip it down, close on the ground. Don't you make me wait too long.
Girl, you keep it real, I keep it raw. Girl, you keep it real, I keep it raw. Girl, you keep it real, I keep it raw. Girl, you keep it real, I keep it raw.
You keep it natural, natural.
And that was Natural by the Driver Era. Before that, we had Mother Mother with Little Pistol. And at the top of that set, Slow Dances by Winnetka Bowling League, right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. This is going to be my last talk segment because I am a certified yapper, and I know I'm going to take a long time, and I have about 16 minutes of music. If I don't cut anything out, I would like to not cut anything out, so I'm going to get right into it. We've been talking about music that I'm going to see live, that I'd like to see live. We're getting into the segment now of music that I'd like to see live, but it's uncertain, some more than others, some kind of impossible. So the first song that I have for you is a new release, as in released today, this morning, in anticipation of their new album. It's Cleopatric, which is a group out of Cobourg, Ontario, so very Canadian. And this is their track, Please. This is leading up to their new album, which was also just released, or announced, 2 hours ago. They've been hinting at it, but they hadn't said anything about the title yet. The new album is Fake Moon, and it's out March 14th. So hopefully that means they'll be touring in Canada over the summer. Anytime I've tried to catch them live, they've either been touring in the States or in Europe, which is crazy for a band out of small town Ontario to tour everywhere but Canada. Good for them for breaking the Canadian music industry bubble. But also, please, at least, like, go to Toronto. Like, you don't have to come to Kingston, but go to Toronto. Anyhow, I listened to this track like 3 times already today, and I quite enjoy it. It's a little bit different pace from most of their catalog. They're moving their direction a little bit, but I'm not completely mad about that. Although, if I see them live, I'd love to see some of their back catalog of music as well. The next song is by another Canadian group, I believe out of Hamilton, and this is Basement Revolver, oh my god, with Dissolve. This is off of their 2022 album Embody, and I've played tracks from them before on previous episodes. I love them. They're actually playing over reading week in Toronto, so I am desperately trying to convince my partner to go see them with me. It's very much not his pace, but I would love to see them. They're an amazing art, like a group, collective of artists, and they're opening for Seventh Dose, which is another band that I really love. So we'll see. I will update you when that happens, if it happens. The next song is an artist that I will never ever, I don't want to say ever, but probably ever be able to see live. This is Mazzy Star. This is a popular group out of the shoegaze movement in the 90s. You probably know them for their most famous track, Fade Into You, but this is my favorite track off of the same album. It's 1993, So Tonight That I Might See. The track is called Wasted. It's 5 minutes and 32 seconds of pure bliss. I would do heinous things to see this song live. But unfortunately, Hope Sandoval has stepped away from Spotlight. She had another group, Hope Sandoval and the Warm Intentions, but that was like 2010s, and I don't think that they've done anything since. I also have read in multiple interviews that she was not super huge on the whole crowd thing, and I think because there's been a reemergence of Mazzy Star in popular culture and people are starting to cling on to that more, that might honestly be more, I don't know, incentive for her not to tour, because she knows that a lot of people are going to show up and she's going to have to deal with that. Like, but if you look at any video of her performing, especially in the 90s, like, it's, I mean, it's the definition of shoegaze. Like, she's literally like eyes to the ground, like not really engaging with the crowd, but like she looks so mystical and ethereal, and she has this presence that commands the room without her even really trying. Like, she's not taking up a ton of like space on stage, she's not jumping around, she's literally very like, I don't want to say stagnant, because she's sort of like swaying and like moving with the music, but she's not super crazy running around the stage, which it's shoegaze, so I mean that's not really on theme anyway, but I don't know. And she just has such a hauntingly beautiful voice. Like, I love Mazzy Star. It's probably one of the biggest groups that came out of my shoegaze phase that I've clung onto, and I will recommend them to anybody, because I strongly believe no matter what you listen to, that you should listen to Mazzy Star. And then the last song we're not going to have time for, but I was going to play Above the Chinese Restaurant by Leve, because I want to see Leve so bad, and my friend has seen her in concert like two or three times now. And the first time she saw her, I'm like, oh my God, I would love to see Leve. I love Leve too. And we literally lived together for 2 years in first and second year. And then she bought tickets to go see Leve at the Montreal Jazz Fest. And I was like, oh my God, do you need somebody to go with? Who are you going with? And she was like, oh, I'm going with my other friends. And I'm like, oh, okay. I see how it is. But no, that's fine. You're allowed to go to concerts with your other friends. Julia, I love you to bits. But at the same time, I would also love to see Leve live. But for those of you who don't know, Leve is an Icelandic Chinese artist who works with jazz a lot of jazz standards, but also like her own unique twist on that. And just, again, a very hauntingly melodic artist. So I recommend you check her out. I won't have time to play her today, but without further ado, here is Please by the Medley Suite for something different, because we're here for when we get there. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the rest of your day.
Something a little more than a habit, won't take it off, it's just a part.
stuck my hands into your ground and pulled out somebody else's song. I felt a little unfortunate, a little mistaken. Long after I bent myself to my knees and raised my hands up right above my